Progress Report by Sonia Sanchez. In this country, where history and herstory stretches in aristocratic silence, our black, white, brown activists have come at the beginning of the 21st century carrying the quiet urgency of a star, and the country is not the same. I say, who are these people singing down the lids of cities with color? I say, who are these people always punctual with their eyes, their hearts, their hands? I say, who are these singers who resurrect summer language on our winter landscape? They remind each other of what Fanon said, what is needed is to hold oneself like a sliver to the heart of the world, to interrupt, if necessary, the rhythm of the world, to upset, if necessary, the chain of command. But to stand up to the world, I do battle for the creation of a human world that is a world of reciprocal recognition. What does honor taste like? Does honor have a long memory? What is the color of honor? Jose Marti wrote, in the world, there must be a certain degree of honor, just as there must be a certain amount of light. When there are many men, and I add many women, without honor, there will always be some others who bear in themselves the honor of many men and women. I turn the corner of these honor-driven activists. Find memory beneath their doors. Taste the blessings of their midwifery, their miracle songs giving birth to unghosted wounds, their words coming to us glittering like silver stars, and I catch them in mid-flight, swallow them whole. I say, behold our sisters and our brothers, questioning the flesh of national monuments, peeling them down to a waste of bones. I say, behold our sisters and our brothers shaking dew from their eyes as they remember Brother Floyd's last words. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And we greet him, his body submerged with no air. And we anoint his eyes with ancestral light. And we all breathe.